Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome
Hello
to the SDS
and welcome.
Conferencing system.
This
One
is
other party
SDF
is in this conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazz Maz on SDF Open VoIP on the nonradio.net. Wonder who the other caller is. Maybe it's Oldie Beth hiding in the background. Poor Zarhoff. No power and extremely hot where he is, I guess.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Yeah. Part 2 says he wants a bicycle powered generator set. That way you too can live like you're living in the age of Soylent Green. Just give it time. We're getting listener reports on radio. I know sometimes it falls off at times, but claims we had 25 and it dropped to 27 listeners. My guess is there is always a moderate number of listeners, and unless there is some actual music or programming going on, we tend to lose people. So, if you are interested in having a conversation, you can dial 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 from your SDF Voice over IP account and join the conversation. So, rather than having dead air during open VoIP, you can have some friendly chatter. And I am Jazzmaz. More information about the telephone system at SDF can be found in the tutorial section at sdf.org. And, yeah, nothing too much going on with me this weekend. Trying to not kill myself with basement recovery, although I probably should go down there tonight and start taking apart some of the casings for the appliances down there and making sure that they haven't been water damaged, and if they have, attempt to clean them up and make sure they're good and dry. And I assume everything's good and dry, and I've been running a dehumidifier down there for the last 2 weeks almost. But yeah, collection of schmutz from the drainage system collecting on things is probably not good for them long term, so probably should require cleaning. If anything mechanical or electrical came in contact with it, not to mention also a good idea to kind of clean it off the inner casing so that it doesn't cause rust in the near future.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Okay, whatever is in it, catalyzing that process a little faster. Other than that, maybe this weekend I'll watch a little bit more of the presentations from the Vintage Computer Festival East. I know a few more of those have shaken out in the, the Southeast show. Has already been dropping video as well, so it should be some interesting things to look at. Also, we had some photos and short video clips from the Pacific Commodore Expo at the Interim Computer Museum. I think those are available on Robert Bernardo's blogger site, which I think is retro-link.com. I wonder if we'll get any longer form video from that show. But either way, it's worth taking a peek at. It looks like a nice little show. Quite a bit going on there. Looked like SMJ was there. Well, of course SMJ was there, but he had. It looks like he gave a demonstration of the C64LS. Like to see that. Although it's possible I might see Greg and might see a presentation of that or get a hands-on opportunity to do that at the upcoming Vintage Computer Festival Midwest. If he makes it down here with the usual crowd from Canada. Maybe this year will be the year I return to attending the Commodore Pet Users Group World of Commodore Expo. Which reminds me that there was also a sort of, I guess, offshoot convention in the Ontario region, kind of near... it's Kitchener, Waterloo area, called the
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
This has to be more of an all-system show, kind of strategically located by the Kitchener and Waterloo computer museums. Wonder if that, I know they had one last year and the year before. I wonder if, last time I looked, they hadn't been any indication that they had even set a date for it. So who knows if it's going to happen again. Guess I could take a look. The advantage of that show being a all system show and not being the first weekend in December in Canada. CSH commented in combo chat that he loves his Western Electric 2500 telephone. Yeah, you should get it connected to an ATA and to the SDF voice over IP system, if it isn't already. Yeah, still showing last year's info for World of Retro Computing, so perhaps it's not happening this year. Oh well. But CSH, the phones I was looking for was not anything really classic equipment. I was just looking for my garden variety Panasonic-branded cordless phone, which is connected to one of my ATAs, which also is sort of cross-connected to the SDF voice over IP system. As well as my cellular phone. Nothing too novel. Just the Panasonic cordless is convenient, that's all. Allows me to kind of walk around when I talk or do other things, which may not be the best strategy for attracting people's attention on SDF voice, VoIP on and on radio, but you know, it's sort of me. I sometimes have a problem sitting still at times. But I do have a Western Electric 2500 set in my collection of odds and ends as well. I do like it. That was sort of the model that we had as our household phone, provided by the telephone company back in the day when, you know, everything connected to the telephone system was leased equipment from the telephone company. And then I also have a Northern Electric 500 set that a friend of mine picked up at a place up in the Toronto area that had them as surplus. Liquid Dreams says, by the way, Gunship has a new tune out. I'm not familiar with Gunship.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
And we're also reminded that the old computer challenge is still going on, I guess. It can't be much longer, right? It's got to be like the last day or two or at this point, because I think it was 5 days. Am I right? Still haven't participated in it, but maybe one of these years, if it's still going on, my schedule will align and I'll be able to participate and maybe do something creative. Starts on July 10th and ends on July 16th, at the end of the day, however you define that, I guess. So for people that track time by UTC, I guess that they're in the last day, and for those in North America, I guess we've got another day to go, plus a few hours, perhaps. I guess we've got instructions on how to kneecap your contemporary computer to behave like a old computer, but, you know, I could just run an emulator at that point. But that doesn't really gives you the experience of computing with tighter constraints, but doesn't necessarily give you the same feeling about sort of the advancement of technology and the discarding of older technologies that I guess it's supposed to give you some perspective on. I mean, at some point, you know, there's going to be some point at which you know, emulation or modern reimplementation is the only way to kind of experience some of that, some particular hardware, like, you know, older mini computers, custom built, small production run business machines that cost thousands of dollars back in the day when thousands of dollars was a lot of money. And of course, you know, big iron that has kind of come and gone, that there was more value in scrapping down the raw materials than there was to preserve a lot of it. About 9:45, huh? I did join late, so I suppose that explains why time is flying, even though I'm largely talking to myself, or talking into the void. But if you'd like to converse, there's still a few minutes. You can dial 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 from your VoiceOver IP account. If you don't have a VoiceOver IP account from SDF, you can certainly sign up for one. More information can be found in the tutorial section at sdf.org, and I believe the credentials for setting up a VoiceOver IP account are handled through the maint command from your SDF public Unix shell account, which also is free. So you can simply look into signing up for one if you haven't already. I'm trying to think if there's anything else new and exciting going on. My little personal projects are on hold right now, so, and whether or not, well, I'm not exhibiting this year at Vintage Computer Festival Midwest, but, you know, I might probe and see if SDFers that may be attending are interested in doing something collectively, even if it's, you know, just hanging out at someone's exhibit for a few hours and talking. I shouldn't say a few hours, for, you know, maybe 20 minutes or so. Talking about whatever's going on or whatever they've seen. Or going out for a meal or even helping out. For those that may have already arranged, put in a request for table space. SDF does have its AT&T, 605 traveling Unix terminal that is a traveling computer history exhibit and SDF history exhibit, for that matter, that can be requested to be drop shipped for exhibition at any event, whether it be a Vintage Computer Festival or maybe a community and technology expo of some sort or anything where that sort of thing would be appreciated. I think that is also buried somewhere in the tutorial section at sdf.org. I've hosted it once before, but as I said, this year I haven't requested table space, and I'm not really planning on having an exhibit. For better or worse, it's become a little crowded there on the early morning of day one, and I'm kind of not as interested in being in there at that level
open
of crowding.
But
I will be there probably later afternoon. The other problem is sometimes parking during the earlier half of the first day can be a problem. You often will get people that will be out there just for the morning and afternoon, and then they'll leave, you know, for a late lunch, early dinner, and then some parking will become available. Really wish there was better public transit around there, but it is sort of the nature of things these days that there was never really an investment in doing that sort of thing. Now, even if the neighboring hotels would run a shuttle or something, that would be convenient. But, you know, that they have to find some value or way to profit from that. So I think a lot of the hotels around there, you know, don't even have shuttle service from the airports, for that matter, which is kind of bizarre. Or shuttle service from, like, say, the commuter rail station. I don't understand why you wouldn't want to do at least one of those things. But, you know, that's just the nature of it, that it's sort of a show sponsored by a small group of volunteers, and it is largely free to attend for most people, and it is sort of on a, funded on a sort of voluntary contribution model, where people that sort of value supporting the show will put forth some funding for it. We'll see how things go. I'm still looking forward to it, nonetheless. It's always something new to see there. It's such a, become such a large show that there'll be the usual groups of people. The other reason why I'm kind of not highly motivated to exhibit is it's a local show, so I would rather have more space for people that are actually traveling in that want to exhibit things to exhibit things rather than have to do battle for space. Or the other role that I've always kind of taken in is if someone needs something at the last minute and I've got it in my collection, I may bring it out for temporary loan at the event. Or throw in some, just some physical effort to help set things up early. Although that's becoming harder and harder. That early setup happens on Thursday now. And that's sort of, I guess, when the volunteers that need to take care of some of the power infrastructure and table setup, get in there.
Open
and,
VoIP 929
make sure that everything is
1269.
You know, configure it to needs.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello, other party. Hope this person will survive. Or is that, you know, more of a sampling things? I thought I've heard that a couple of times over the course of the week. Someone calling in and hacking up on the conference bridge during OpenView IP. Oh, well, I guess.
Hello, this is Gary.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Jazz Maz. Who's speaking?
Reznor.
Who is that?
Reznor.
Reznor, ah. Sounds like you are suffering from severe respiratory distress.
Absolutely.
You pick up something?
What are we talking about?
I'm just saying, you know, a cold or something, or... No, well, with that, I think I am going to call it a night, and I guess open mic is on deck. So, have a good night, everyone.
I have COVID-22.
22, okay. Isn't it 23 now? But...
No, I
got... Or you've had it since 22.
Yes.
Hopefully you will be feeling better soon. Oh well, we're about out of time, so I'm going to ring off. So have a good weekend, a good rest of your weekend. Same goes for anyone else who happens to be listening. Take care.
Is anyone there?
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic. Get on the mic. Yo, check it. Get on the mic. You are the DJ.